and lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Four minutes passing hour at 3 o'clock. Welcome in, friends. Gym class coming your way here on KGYM. What was that? Is that my Jim Nance salute today? I don't know. Happy National Pizza Day out there. Got a feeling a lot of people want to discuss Iowa basketball. Hawkeyes with a tremendous, tremendous effort last night, coming from double digits down at halftime to tie up Minnesota, go into overtime, go into double overtime, had a chance to win at the end of both of those periods, couldn't quite get it done, and then Minnesota comes up with a 101-89 victory. That's only half the story. A lot of people last night on the social networks were very, very angry, very, very angry about Big Ten officiating. We'll talk about the game. We'll talk about that aspect of it as well here on the program. John Cranton will join us as well from Gym Fight Sports in Las Vegas. We will have the Super Bowl fallout and take a look at all our prop bets. We've got college basketball to talk about, some big games around the country tonight, and some NBA that doesn't deal with Charles Oakley getting arrested in New York City. Hi, Mark. Good afternoon.
Scott, how are you and everyone out there?
Doing good.
I had no idea. That's why I'm craving a sausage, mushroom, and onion.
It's National Pizza
Day.
It
is. I'll be darned.
It's National Something Day every day.
Yes, I know.
We know that. We know that. But it is National Pizza Day out there. So if you're going to have one, go ahead and thank us for it. Thank Kentots and anything, whatever. Also have a Bowling Night in America recap from last night, because people want to know how the Evergreen League did. We'll do that coming up in just a little bit. You can get in touch with us, and I have a feeling people will, on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. That is number to the text line. Also, that is the phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Also, we have today a Hurting & Stocker $50 gift card to give away today between 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock. We'll do that all throughout the week. We've been doing that all throughout the week, and we'll give another one out today. Hurting & Stocker Jewelers on the Penn Mall, downtown Iowa City. Mark, we started the first part of the game at Bowling Night in America last night. Second part at our respective homes, I would imagine. Although some people may be, by the way, if Iman is still bowling out there, guys, you're doing a great job. More on that coming up a little bit.
You went home with a bunch of ones in your billfold. What's that about? What'd you do after bowling?
I didn't do anything after bowling. Went right home.
Okay. Had something to do with you winning a pot.
I won a pot last night, which is good. More on that later on as well. But Minnesota got the victory 101-89 over the Iowa Hawkeyes last night amid a Washington controversy. Iowa with a two-point lead, just under 30 seconds to play in the game. Hawkeyes get a rebound off a miss. Pass goes into the corner in the backcourt. And a trap put on Brady Ellingson. Appeared as though Brady Ellingson tried to call a timeout, at least told the official. Jordan Bohannon came up from behind the official and tried and did call a timeout, but the official did not see him. Timeout was not granted. Jump ball was called. And, oh, by the way, the Minnesota defender was out of bounds. And that's gotten a lot of Hawk fans in an uproar last night and today.
I guess that's the one situation that I questioned. And listen, no game is officiated or played perfectly. You
Correct.
Have to understand that, first of all. But that call right there very well could have decided the game. A lot of things could have decided the game. There's no audio, so we don't know if or how loud Brady Ellingson called for a timeout. I agree with you. The Minnesota defender, one of whom tied up the ball apparently, was out of bounds. That's a reviewable play.
Was not reviewed.
We don't know what would have happened after that. That's for sure.
And it's not, there was still 20 plus seconds remaining in the game. Free throws could have been missed. Free throws could have been made. Minnesota could have come down and hit some threes. Who knows how it all plays out? You can't say that turn, you know, that decided the game. I think that's unfair a little bit. Would it have helped Iowa? You're darn right it would have helped Iowa. Brady Ellingson going to the free throw line, a chance to make it a two-possession game. No doubt about it. You want those chances, and you want that situation to come up.
Well, Ellingson should have never got caught in the corner, first of all. That's the one thing you don't want to do against the press. Sometimes it's unavoidable. But I'd really like to know how vehemently he tried to call timeout and why it was missed.
And it is so loud in there at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very loud in there. And you're on the road, and more often than not, you're not going to get the calls that you would get if you were at home at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. So you put all that together, and it's a tough loss because it's a loss that may very well keep Iowa in the NCAA tournament. And that is the part of the subject of our poll question at KGYMradio.com today. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway and First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right behind the Taco John's and next to the Home Depot.
Yeah, if you want to weigh in, 319-366-1600, that's our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. You refer to the poll question. It goes like this. With two-thirds of the Big Ten season finished, what will Iowa's record be in the end? Will it be above 500, at 500, or below 500? Right now, of course, it's 6-6. Two overtime losses on the road, Nebraska and last night. The remaining schedule includes a Saturday 5 p.m. tip at Michigan State, followed by two home games against Illinois and Indiana, then two road games at Maryland and at Wisconsin, and the regular season final home against Penn State. So Iowa finish above 500, at 500, or below 500.
319-366-1600, Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. You can also reach us via the phone lines at 319-366-1600. Lost in all this is the fact that Iowa made a pretty gutsy comeback in that second half last night. Peter Jack did Peter Jack things in the second half. Jordan Bohannon was absolutely outstanding in the game. Nick Bear did what Nick Bear usually does pretty well. The lineup toward the end of the game was Bohannon, Ellingson, Jock, Bear, and Ahmad Wagner in there. Now, with that being said, Minnesota won that game last night because Iowa just did not have that. And I don't want to turn this into that guy inside. But Iowa had nobody that can go up against Minnesota's two bigs last night, and they combined for some astonishing numbers last night in that ballgame.
14 block shots, 20 offensive rebounds, and as good as the effort was, guys like Murphy and Lynch were too much at certain times. And we talked last night, kind of text back and forth about the Iowa's future in terms of big men. We know a 6'10". A kid is coming in. Will Kreener develop, allowing Iowa to have a couple bigs inside? Is that really what Fran McCaffrey wants against the Minnesota team? I think there was too many situations where it was just fundamentally failure to block out.
True.
And easier said than done against a guy who might be 3-4 inches taller than you.
And very physical.
But putting a body on somebody sometimes makes a big difference.
Yeah. 12 minutes past the hour of 3. What do you think? 319-366-1600. The Hawkeyes do fall in that game to the Gophers last night and certainly helped Minnesota as far as their standing with the committee and looking ahead as far as the NCAA tournament possibilities. Minnesota's got a very manageable schedule coming up, and we mentioned Iowa goes on the road to take on Michigan State, which will not be easy on Saturday evening. That's a 5 o'clock start at the Breslin Center in East Lansing.
6739 on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Somewhat of a surprising text, but here it goes. Who cares? Fran needs to go. I'm tired of mediocrity.
With a young team like this. And we were talking before we got going here that Would Iowa fans with four freshmen starting have taken 500 this year in the Big Ten?
Yeah, would you have taken 500 right now with the team that's out there?
I will ask our texter this. If not Fran McCaffrey, Iowa went down this road once before, to answer your text. And it was a very, very dark drive for about 6 or 7 years, if I recall. Don't you recall that?
I do.
If not Fran McCaffrey, who do you bring in then to coach the Iowa basketball
team? If mediocre is tying for third in the Big Ten Conference each of the last 2 years, I'll take it all the time.
You'd like to win it, naturally. I understand the texter's point.
And on to the round of 32 each year as well. I mean, Iowa has never had a team like this in terms of youth, ever, that I recall. Do you?
Going back to the mid-'80s when George Raveling brought in
Marble
B.J. Armstrong,
Horton,
and Marble. That's about the only time, I think, comparable to what is going on right now. That group turned out pretty good. So, patience would be my watchword as far as that is concerned. But thank you for the text. Appreciate it. And everyone's welcome to their opinion out there.
0723 on the text line. Whatever Fran is doing, serving, please get me some. This team will be top 15 in the next 2 years. 7113 believes Iowa will finish above 500 in the Big Ten, 18-14 going into the Big Ten tournament.
Is that going to be good enough? 18-14 I don't think is good enough to make the tournament.
98-21 we ran out of gas last night. Bad shots, poor interior passes.
There was a Bohannon hit a three to put Iowa up one in the second overtime. And then Minnesota went on a big run. It got started by a bad pass from Brady Ellingson. He tried to kick it out after a penetration move. And Minnesota just kind of got their second wind at about that time. And I do agree. I think Iowa got tired at that point. And if there were a couple things, if I could do over again, I would have a little bit of a better play a couple times toward the end of regulation at the end of the first overtime. And that's kind of been a little bit of a theme.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, I think just to get a couple more guys in there. But Fran found a five that he really liked there at the end. And they were clicking.
Yeah, and the half to three-quarter court pressure was extremely effective. And he stayed with it.
Right. They weren't trying to steal the ball, per se. They were just trying to slow Minnesota down.
Yeah, because every time you do that, the shot clock is down to 20 seconds.
Exactly.
And it really rushes the offense and speeds up the game, which is what Iowa wants.
Especially an offense that is going to try to just dump it inside all the time.
Joel and Muscatine on the text line weighs in. Fran has five top 150 recruits committed in the next three classes. Patience is going to pay off with wins.
Wieskamp coming in out of Muscatine in a couple years. Mentioned the two bigs. Connor McCaffrey coming in. Yeah, exactly. Coming in next year. 319-366-1600, 17 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. So we talk Iowa, Minnesota from last night up in the Twin Cities here in KGYM.
I wonder if folks out there would be happy with an NIT berth right now. Would they have accepted it at the beginning of the season?
It's a good question. I have a feeling that may be a poll question down the line here. If you asked, with the class that Iowa lost last year as seniors leaving, and we didn't know at the time that Coach McCaffrey was planning on playing and starting four freshmen, playing a lot of the freshmen. And if you asked at the beginning of the year before a basketball was even shot, would you take an NIT with this group? I think a lot of people would have said yes. I think a lot of people would have said yes. Indiana didn't have the two injuries at that point. Michigan State is not having the troubles that they're having. You knew Maryland was going to be a good team. You knew Wisconsin was going to be a good team. You knew Purdue had the chance to be a great team out there. So there's five right there. Minnesota had this freshman group that's going to be very, very good as well coming in. I think more than 50% of the people out there would have said yes to your question about taking an NIT berth.
And aside from Peter Jock being a senior, that wouldn't be a bad thing at all for this basketball team to get some more competition in the postseason, to say they went to a postseason. I don't think that's a bad thing. You know, I think it's a wildly entertaining team, by and large.
I mean, would agree.
That it's a fun team to watch. And aside from some slow starts on the road, when they get down 8-0, 10-0, I think that has frustrated some people. But at one point in the season, maybe a week or two ago, I thought this team might have hit a wall with all the youth and not used to playing this many games. But it's bounced back. It has a lot of energy. And again, it's wildly entertaining.
Yeah, I would agree with that. 319-366-1600. Now they're going to Michigan State, though, which is not going to be easy. And Iowa has, for the most part, historically, not had a real good run at the Breslin Center. They've had moments. Probably the biggest one was the first game after the death of Chris Street. But you got to go all the way back to that when Russ Millard made his Hawkeye debut on that fateful evening. But other than that, there have not been a lot of really fun nights for the Hawkeyes at the Breslin Center.
Not at all.
And they share that with a lot of teams out there. Michigan State's pretty good. This just in. Tom Izzo's done a good job.
4406 on the text line, out of 350 or so D1 basketball teams, Iowa is eighth youngest. I don't know the source on that. We'll take your word for it. Appreciate that. 8941, that last texter is a fool. Talking about Fran Moscow, I think. But if this young class has epic collapses like the last few teams did in the next few years, then it will be time. Yes, I'd be happy with the NIT right now. Troy, Cajun Troy likes Iowa's assistant coaches.
Who doesn't? Sherman Dillard, what a dresser.
She had something more to say about that.
Oh, okay.
She really likes him.
I get where you're going on that.
0723, beginning of the year, the NIT I thought was our ceiling, and I'd be happy with the extra development time. Anything else was icing on the cake. 1474, NIT all day. Postseason games at Carver are always exciting.
And it doesn't mean Iowa's in the NIT for sure. I mean, Iowa can still make some noise. They can do well in the Big Ten tournament. And we talked to Jerry Palm about this last week. He said the only way Iowa gets in is to win the Big Ten tournament. I still believe, oh, by the way, Oklahoma State lost last night, Mark.
Your Cowboys.
At home. 4-7 now, but still solidly in the field. Iowa goes 10-8. And that's what, 19-15? Wins a couple games, good games in the Big Ten tournament. If this Iowa team wins 20 games, if they win 20-plus games and are over 500 in the Big Ten, how do you keep them out?
Well, what would the RPI be? It's right at 100 right now.
It's a little better than that today. Went up to the low 90s.
I'm looking at 100 right now.
You're looking at 100 right now?
Second worst in the Big Ten behind Rutgers.
Who almost won last night? Ohio State. Resume, according to the experts, is better than Iowa's at this point. But go
hashtag Nebraska Omaha.
Nebraska Omaha is killing Iowa right now. That loss is just absolutely destroying Iowa. Nothing against the moving Mavs, but that is one Iowa would like to get back. Plus the fact that Memphis, big loss. Although Memphis is having a pretty good year, I think 17-8 right now, and this doesn't have that glossy non-con win. Iowa State, yes. That's the best one out there.
Cyclone Tim on the text line. This team looked pretty good against our five seniors. 89-41. We plowed Michigan State at the Breslin Center last year, hoping for another.
Yeah. Like I said, it's happened before. Not too many times, though. Not too many times at the Breslin Center. 23 past the hour 3, we have a $50 gift card to give away coming up before 4 o'clock. Also, on the APC, they are going to have the Road to WrestleMania. I will be sitting in on the APC today for Mr. Ryder. It'll be Todd and I. We're skewing older on the APC today.
Trending.
We're trending older. And we're going to give. I'm going to learn about the WWE today. So
I will be listening.
Stick around for that. Stick around for that. It'll be sometime before 6 o'clock. As not only will we have that our giveaway, but we will have during the APC a chance for you to win a pair of tickets. Plus, winners go into a grand Golden Ring prize drawing, where one winner will be upgraded to ringside front row seats to sit alongside Todd and Tyler that night. That's going to be February the 26th to see the great matches there on WWE Live Road to WrestleMania.
Two final texts before we bring in John Cranton. Not final, but before our break.
We'll talk more about this coming up.
43-98, looking at the rest of Iowa's schedule, I see two more regular season wins. Not being negative, just see a lot of tough road games, and who knows what Indiana team we will see. Lastly, 78-40, Marcus, at this point, going to the NCAA tourney, may produce a one-and-done. So I'm for going to the NIT tournament that may produce more than two or three games.
That is a very interesting text. Would you rather go, oh, and by the way, I get to play Would You today, and I'm really excited about it. Maybe Todd, I know Todd's listening. Maybe this is a would you. Would you rather go to the NCAA tournament as Marcus, our texter there?
Correct.
And lose in the first round or get a possibly two, three, maybe more NIT games under your belt with a young team?
We're talking this year, not every year.
Right, yeah. This year. It's got to be this year. Definitely. Definitely. There you go. Possible would you question. 325. We're going to have high school basketball coming up later on today, as it'll be West Branch hosting Clear Creek Command and a girl-boy doubleheader. It's a regular season game, but there are 1A tournament games starting up tonight, some pigtail games, and best of luck to all the teams out there as the tournament trail gets underway tonight, leading to Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. But 5:50 tonight on 106.3 FM with Alex Kuhn and Eric Peterson down at the West Branch Gym.
Wonder what John Cranton's favorite pizza is.
Let's find out. We're going to find out about that. We'll do that when we come back. Gym class coming your way for a Thursday right here on KGYM. Stay with us. More to come after this.
Max your tax refund. Get more at the Westdale Used Car Superstore. And that's where we find Denny Z.
February is always a big month. And with our selection and savings, we're ready for the tax time sale.
Here come the savings.
Over 2,000 used cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, budget buys from $6,000. An incredible selection under $10,000. And you can shop them all. Imports and domestics. Chevys, Toyotas, Dodges, Nissans, GMCs, Hondas.
All with guaranteed credit approval. So if you're tired of your current vehicle,
or it's not going to make it through the winter,
next up, the Westdale Used Car Superstore.
Get at least $2,000 for your trade. Buy with zero down, payments from $109 a month, guaranteed credit approval.
A nicer, newer car for way less money at the Westdale Used Car Superstore.
Don't be afraid to trade. Get at least $2,000 for your trade. Buy with zero down and always guaranteed credit approval. Our tax time sale is the one that saves you thousands.
The Westdale Used Car Superstore, right behind Walmart at Wiley and 33rd Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids.
Log on McGrathAuto.com, click specials.
This Valentine's Day, just make one call to the flower shop at Cedar Memorial Park. It's that simple, and you're going to look so good. Their designers will personally work with you to create a custom arrangement just for her. Ask, and they'll add jewelry or a box of chocolates to spice up your order, too. Then, have it delivered. Her friends at work are going to be so jealous. One call, that's all, to the Valentine's Specialist at the Flower Shop at Cedar Memorial Park, 393-8004.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
327, back with you here on the Gym Class Thursday edition here on KGYM. Coming up tomorrow, Eric Heft will join us from the Cyclone Radio Network. Speaking of the Cyclones, by the way, tomorrow, there are limited tickets for the Big 12 tournament going on in Kansas City, always known as Hilton South. And Iowa State seemingly always seems to do well down there when the Big 12 tournament is in Kansas City. Limited tickets for the championship tournament will go on sale. That'll be through the Sprint Center tomorrow. So there you go. If you'd like to go down there and root on the Cyclones. And, of course, Iowa State back in action coming up on Saturday when they take on the Oklahoma Sooners at 4 o'clock from James H. Hilton Coliseum in Ames. Right now, we're going to talk with John Cran from Jim Feist Sports in Las Vegas. He is on Twitter at Jim Feist Sports, or you can just go online at jimfeist.com. Happy post-Super Bowl. John, first of all, what is your favorite pizza since it's National Pizza Day?
Well, years ago at a pizza joint, the person with me said, hey, let's try pepperoni and sausage. In the last 30 years, that's all I order when I go for pizza.
Pepperoni and sausage is John's go-to pizza. I like that. Yeah. I'm a big fan as well. I'm a big fan. Well, post-Super Bowl, first of all, how did it go for Vegas?
Oh, my goodness. Well, personally, I'm still in shock about how that one ended. But the first reports that came out about Vegas is that Vegas got hurt. In fact, some reports said that Vegas was killed. That doesn't really tell the whole story. What happened is the largest sports book in Vegas actually did badly on the Super Bowl. They lost money, and it was because a variety of reasons. One is that the Patriots won and covered the game, and that wasn't good because the majority of bets were coming in on the Patriots. One thing that was odd about the Super Bowl is that everybody, going back decades, the public loves to bet the over in these marquee games. Well, this is one of those rare times when everybody had bet the under, so the Vegas books were actually rooting for a high-scoring game. And when it was 28-3, it looked like a dead under, so it's kind of miraculous it went over. But for that particular book, what killed them was the Patriots covering the game. The overtime prop, which had been 0-50 over the last 50 years, that finally came in at 7-1. And there were people who do that just for fun. They throw $20 on it, or some people put 100. Well, they finally had to pay out that. And then the real big killer was this thing called inline wagering, which is a relatively new concept. Essentially what it means is as the game is going on, they have moving betting numbers. You can bet in the second quarter or the third quarter, and those numbers are put up by a computer. It's computer algorithms that look at the score and how much time is left, and then they calculate what the odds are, and that's very different than a human being watching the game and seeing, you know, ebb and flow and turnovers. And there are a lot of sharp people who look at the in-game wagering and take advantage of it, and they did, because when the Patriots were down 28-3 and 28-9, the computer model said they have a 16-1 chance of coming back to winning, and there were sharp people watching those in-game bets and saying, well, wait a minute, this is a great quarterback, a great offense. They're capable with this coaching staff coming back, and so they were playing the 16-1 odds, and when it hit, it did hurt some of these books. But in the end, there was $138 million wagered in Vegas. They collected $11 million, which is, any bank will tell you, an 8% profit like that is pretty good. So one book got hurt, but overall, Vegas was very happy with the results Sunday.
Any stories, John, of Patriots ticket holders throwing away their ticket at halftime?
Yeah, you're talking to one. No, I think about the one who, the person who came in last Saturday and bet $1.1 million on the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh,
that's a bad
some
beat.
Some other guy had bet like $200,000 on the Patriots. We heard, but the 1.1 million. Can you imagine doing that on the Falcons? You're up 21-3, getting points, and then that incredible turnaround. I knew some people too who had good money on Atlanta, and I'm heartbroken for them. I thought they should have had it, but it was something that we'll probably never see again. And I still can't get over the way that game ended. It was just stunning beyond belief.
Yeah, it was.
We didn't nail the prop bets, John, but we didn't do horrible, did we?
Well, how did the Iowa versus the lacrosse one turn out?
Well, Scott
won.
Scott and I had either end of that, and Scott's side won. It was decided by 4 points.
You talking about the lacrosse one?
No.
The Iowa with the Iowa first half versus what?
Chris Hogan,
lacrosse player. Yeah, yes,
yeah.
That's where you got that from.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Did win that. I lost the golfing one though, the Matsuyama one. That went horribly wrong for me.
I'd have hit them all, John, if that Iowa one would have came in for me.
Let's see. You had Bennett over 32. I believe that cashed.
Mm-hmm. It did.
You know what? You had Mark Players to attempt a pass.
Yes,
attempt.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Very good.
Thank you, Julian Edelman.
Plus the desperate Patriots. So I think you won, Mark. I got you at 3-1 then.
Yep. Mark, he was the big winner. You get a trophy for that and a ribbon.
Give you my bank account number after the show, Joe.
I'll send you a buffet ticket, sure.
There you go.
Well, we turn from football to basketball. We got some marquee games coming up. Headlined by tonight's first encounter between North Carolina and Duke. And we'll have that one tonight, by the way, at 7 o'clock on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM tonight between the Blue Devils and the Tar Heels.
Well, Duke 2.5-point favorite at home, and that's the way it was the last night, too. That hasn't moved, but the total's moved quite a bit from 160 to 163, and it's just going to be a fun game tonight between these rivalries. North Carolina, top 10 team, very talented on 11-2 run, got a big front court. They come off the game against Pitt where they just had a huge rebounding edge and second-chance points. Although they can play defense, too. Haven't been very good, though, on the road. A 1-6 spread run on the road, and here they head to their rival in Duke, which we saw them stumble about a month ago with that 1-3 run, but three consecutive wins. They get Coach K back, and they're healthy for the first time in a while, so there's a lot to like about Duke coming down the stretch here. And this is also a pretty good defensive team, which is, might be underrated in the minds of a lot of people. They don't cover these betting numbers in ACC play, 3-12 against the spread, the Blue Devils are. However, take a look at last year's games. Very close between these rivals, 74-73 and 76-72. The visiting team won each game last year, and that's part of a trend as the road team is 19-7 against the spread when these rivals hook up. So I'm going to have to look at a defensive game because when North Carolina plays a team with a winning record, 11-5 under the total. When Duke plays a winning team, same exact number, 11-5 under. And head-to-head, when these teams match up, it's a lot more defense than you might expect, 11-5 under the total. So I'll lean toward the home team here, but I think it's going to be more defense than you might think between these rivals. I'll go with Duke 77-74.
John, suddenly Wisconsin has a two-game lead in the Big Ten Conference but faces a pivotal road game, and aren't they all, at Nebraska tonight?
Yeah, Wisconsin, a big road favorite here, up from 7 to 8.5 last night. With a total of now of 129, and Wisconsin just playing exceptional ball, 16-1 run, a couple of overtime wins during that run. They showcased that great defense against Indiana the last game, a 65-60 victory. They're on a 22-8 run under the total. You got balanced scoring on offense, and of course they can crush you with that number one ranked Big Ten defense, just 59.8 points per game allowed. They're taking on this struggling Nebraska team, just 1-7 run. They faced Iowa the last game, gave up a lot of points, 81-70 Hawkeye win. And the only win during that 1-7 run, incredibly, was against Purdue, 83-80 they won on this court. But overall, a lot of problems with Nebraska. They really rely on Ty Webster, one guy to carry the load. And when you're facing a great defensive team like that, like tonight, that's difficult because they can attack the one guy and you need other guys to step up. The Huskers also lost Ed Morrow, their best rebounder, 10.7 rebounds per game with a foot injury. So it's a team that's hurting, and they have not done very well at home, 2-7 against the spread, and they haven't done well at all against this Wisconsin team, losing 8 of the 9 meetings. So I have to lean toward Wisconsin in this one, but I think the better one would be a slow-paced defensive game because Nebraska can do that, and they like to at times, rank 13th in the Big Ten in scoring offense. I'm going to look at a slow-paced game. I'll go with Wisconsin 66-56 tonight, but not a lot of scoring.
The other Big Ten game tonight is, they're all big, like Mark said, but this is huge for Indiana. They're at home to take on their arch rival Purdue, and they don't like each other a whole lot. They don't like each other, period. Indiana, this may be pretty much a must game for Indiana. They are definitely on the bubble, and they've got all the injuries, and maybe the tonic they need with the Boilermakers coming down to Bloomington.
Yeah, and Indiana is a home underdog. You don't see that very often, but people are taking note of that because Purdue was a 3.5-point favorite last night. Now it's only 1.5, so to look at an Indiana as a home underdog as being pretty consistent, and they have that 11-4 against the spread the Hoosiers are when they're a home dog. Purdue just so big up front, playing exceptional ball. The only question will be on the road. They're a 500 road team in these two road games of 3-3. And we saw them, or you saw them, when they faced Iowa, and they gave up a lot of points, 83-78. The Hawkeyes beat them still. It's a pretty strong Purdue team across the board. They come off a victory, and when they do win games, 37-18 against the spread the last game, they are outstanding as far as scoring, tops in the Big Ten. scoring margin is also tops, but they're also not just an inside team. They're top three-point shooting team in the conference, too, at 42%. So Purdue can beat you in so many ways. Indiana struggling right now, a 1-3 run. The good news is James Blackman should be back after missing the last three games with an injury. He's just a terrific all-around player, 17.5 points per game. And this team can run and gun, too. Number two in the Big Ten and scoring 82 points per game. And that's how I'm going to have to look at this game, because Indiana, they love to run at home, 4-1 over the total at home. You got a Purdue team on the road that doesn't play as good a defense as home, 6-1 over the total on the road. And when these teams meet, 5-2 over the total. So I'll have to go over this number here. But got a huge offensive show. I'll go with Purdue 80-78 in a fun run-and-gun game tonight.
Story goes today, John, that Tyronn Lue is perhaps going to sit LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, and Kevin Love tonight at OKC, and I can't help but think how much this has affected the line.
Boy, you're right. This is the biggest line swing I've ever seen in Las Vegas. Last night, Cleveland Cavaliers were a one-point favorite. Well, now they're an 11-point underdog. So a swing of 12 points, and that's the reason that you just mentioned. And, you know, this Cavalier team, they had to play last night. It's a very difficult situational spot. Scored 132 points at Indiana, a nice win. But, boy, this is a grueling end of a four-game road trip. When they're playing in the second of a back-to-back, Cavaliers really don't play well at all, 2-8 against the Vegas number. And then the rumors come in that you mentioned how many of those big three are going to play or sit. It looks like they're not going to play much of them at all. It's a game that they really don't care about for the most part, which we've seen the San Antonio Spurs do in recent years, resting their big guys, even when the commissioner of the NBA says, hey, we're going to fine you. You can't do this. But basically the coaches of those teams are saying, hey, I'm going to look out for my team. So you get the sense that Cleveland's just going to kind of rest their stars tonight. Oklahoma City is in really good shape. Fourth home game in the last five games. They do come off a loss, but they're terrific at home. 7-1 against the spread at home. And I just can't imagine what Russell Westbrook is going to do against a shorthanded Cavaliers team. So I got to believe they're going to run up the score here. And it's one of those games where Cleveland may hang around in the first half, but you can just picture Oklahoma City running and gunning in the second half, pulling away, and Cleveland just going to the bench. So I'll go with Oklahoma City 117-99.
At least no one is going to, at least as far as we know, get arrested.
I wouldn't bet against that.
That a former player, anyway, getting arrested at the scene of that one.
That's right.
That's
Nicky's.
That is crazy. I mean,
I know it.
This NBA is turning into a soap opera over the last week with LeBron and Charles Barkley, and now Charles Barkley calling out more players. Now you got Charles Oakley with what he did last night and being arrested and watching his whole team go. This is, I don't know. I don't know how to describe the NBA right now.
Well, I'll describe the New York Knicks. They've been a circus for the last 3 years, and it keeps getting worse.
Yeah, no doubt about that. All right, tell us a little bit, John, about Gemfi Sports, and then let us know if you have a free play for us tonight.
Sure, we'll go with that Duke-North Carolina game under the total between these rivalries. If you're looking to watch ProLine, Jim Feist and Dave Koken are doing that. You can find it at jimfeist.com or prolinetv.com. If you're going to get free picks on a recorded message, you can just call Jim's free pick phone, 888-294-1970. Or go to jimfeist.com.
John, what kind of crust do you prefer?
You know, I like the Chicago style, the big thick. That's my type.
There you go.
A pizza pie like that any day.
I like that. Happy National Pizza Day, John. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you then.
All right, John Cranton at 342 joins us on Thursdays here at the gym class from Las Vegas. Need to take a break, and as we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up another one of our Hurteen and Stocker Jewelers $50 gift cards going out to a lucky caller today. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. 319-366-1600. $50 gift card. It is the perfect gift from Hurteen and Stocker Jewelers on the Penn Mall, downtown Iowa City. And for more information, you can go to our website at kgymradio.com. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
You see more new McGriff Kias because the all-new McGriff Kia does more to help.
Help! Don't cry for help. Come to the all-new McGrath Kia and say, I got mine for $199. New 2016 Kia Soul or Kia Forte 5. Take your pick. $199 a month and even better. Just $199 down. $199 down, $199 a month. New Forte 5 or Kia Soul. The highest ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality by J.D. Power. Bankruptcy, divorce, repossession. The all-new McGrath Kia has got your help. $5 million from local lenders ready to lend, so you can say, I got mine for $199. New Kia Soul or Forte 5, $199 down, $199 a month. Grand opening of the all-new McGrath Kia in Hiawatha. McGrathKia.com.
You should be driving a Kia from McGrath Kia, from McGrath Kia.
Available on new 2016 Soul base or Forte 5, $199 a month, lease for 39 months with approved credit, $199 down, plus tax, title, license, and dealer fee. No security deposit required. Offer expires in a month. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
America, it's time for some straight talk. There is no good way to fold a fitted sheet. Nobody really likes kale. And those wireless companies offering no contract plans? Surprise! To get a new phone could mean getting locked into a phone contract. With new Straight Talk Plus, well-qualified customers can get a Samsung Galaxy S7 for as low as $30.12 a month. Requires a 30-day unlimited service plan, still no contract, so you can cancel anytime with no penalties. Come on! It's time to realize the runaround. It's time to ask yourself, why haven't I switched? Straight Talk Wireless. On America's largest, most dependable networks. Only at Walmart.
Lease to own transaction for the Samsung Galaxy S7. Total cost is $722.88 with 24 30-day payments plus any taxes and fees except in North Carolina where final payment may be more. No ownership until all payments made. May be able to exercise early purchase option. Retail cost of the Galaxy S7 is $599, subject to change. Customers may end lease and return phone at any time. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
Valentine's is all about capturing the wow factor that leaves a lasting impression. Your wife or girlfriend still talks about the gorgeous 1-800-Flowers.com bouquet you surprised her with last year. There's no way to wow without 1-800-Flowers.com. 1-800-Flowers has the best deals on Valentine's essentials. Right now, you can order 18 enchanted roses for only $29.99. That's 18 enchanted roses for only $29.99, a 45% discount. Simply pick your delivery date and let 1-800-Flowers handle the rest. With a radiant mix of red, petal pink, and hot pink roses, this enchanted bouquet is guaranteed to wow. These breathtaking roses from 1-800-Flowers are picked at their peak and shipped overnight to ensure freshness. 18 enchanted roses for only $29.99 is an amazing Valentine's offer, but it expires Friday. When it comes to Valentine's, don't settle for anything less than 1-800-Flowers.com. To order 18 enchanted roses for only $29.99, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code BOMANI. That's 1-800-Flowers.com. Enter code BOMANI. Why wait to wow? Order right now.
Covering everything from the preps to the pros, with a little bit of old school mentality thrown in for good measure. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class. KGYM.
Congrats going out to Doug of Cedar Rapids. He gets our $50 gift card to Hertine and Stocker Jewelers for this Thursday. We'll have another $50 gift card, our final one of the week. Valentine's Day around the corner. Five more shopping days remaining to everybody out there. We'll have another one coming up tomorrow. We'll have a Road to WrestleMania WWE tickets to give away on the APC. I'll join Todd for that coming up. That will be between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock here this evening. Mark, we're going to talk bowling now, one of our favorite things to do, but one of our other favorite things to do is golf. And the kind of the unofficial start to the golf season, I love to watch Pebble Beach. It's going on this weekend. They're in a rain delay now. So we're not going to be able to watch a lot of Pebble Beach tonight, later today, whatever the case may be. So I'm a little bit bummed out by that.
Yeah, it started out to be a decent enough day, but rain and winds have hit Monterey Peninsula, where the guys are playing three different courses. As you mentioned, play suspended for right now. And Rick Lamb, Sung Yul No, and Joel Dahman, three relatively unknowns, leading right now at 4-under. But a lot of golf to be played. Zach Johnson not playing this week.
By the way, if you're wondering, the Bill Murray wardrobe today, a wide-brimmed floppy hat in flannel with light blue, one light blue and one bright pink golf glove. That was the wardrobe choice of Bill Murray today, who has won this Pro-Am in the past. What was it? 3 or 4 years ago, he took the Took first place in the Pro-Am.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. That's what he's got on today. Bill Belichick is playing. The usual folks.
Saw Chris Berman dub a couple earlier.
Nothing new as far as that is concerned. 319-366-1600. That is our text line. That's our phone line as well. We have Bowling Night in America to get to here at 3:48. Before we dive into a little bit more Iowa, Minnesota from last night, we watched the first half at good old May City Bowl over in Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. We watched the game. We were throwing bowling balls, not throwing them, but
rolling
the bowling balls. And how'd it go last night?
Well, not much gained or lost. We won the first and third games, and our opponents, the Union Station, fine guys they are, won the second big, which resulted in a series victory for the Union Station. So 2 points apiece resulted in us going to 50-42 on the season, tied for fourth next week, position round, and I believe we draw the Viking Lounge, Buzz.
Yes, we do.
Wayne. And the boys.
And Warren.
Matt.
Matt. Everybody. Ed Al.
No, I was scheduled off. And for some reason, I have always missed these guys.
And they usually.
It's like I know, but they give me a hard time about it.
They let you know about it.
So I might have to work something out. So you guys can beat them without me. I know that.
Can lose without you, too.
Good night for Mike Robinson. That's a familiar name in the Evergreen League. 279 games, 754 to top both categories last night. Wayne Selkin, the only other 700 with a 728.
But the Viking got waxed by the Pin Pals last night.
The Pin Pals were a little full of themselves last night. Yeah.
I don't know about full of themselves.
Yeah.
They were Dustin right Bennett. Us. My goodness.
At a 300 earlier this year and a mid-6 last night.
There is no middle ground. It is either on or not so on for Dustin. And he was on last night.
He was indeed. He's having a good year. And I know the folks at May City would join us. They'd be remiss if they didn't join us in wishing Lancer Lanes right across the street a happy 45th anniversary.
This week.
Yep, John and Barb Staub over there have been operating Lancer for quite some time. You know, I never did get the story why I was named Lancer, but I know
The
Staubs went to LaSalle,
yes,
which is the Lancers, right?
Correct.
Is that?
That is what it's
named
after.
That's behind it? Okay, that makes sense.
There was some, we heard it, Barb told us this, gave us this story.
Bob the bartender didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
He said talk to management, so we talked to Barb. And Barb said that the family was trying to figure out what to call it. And it was kind of going back and forth between, of course, the Regis Royals and the LaSalle Lancers. Was it going to be Royal Lanes or Lancer Lanes?
The Staub boys went to LaSalle and
that
the girls.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Ended up being Lancer Lanes. So that is why. It is named after LaSalle High School. Now LaSalle Middle School.
Indeed.
There you go. And by the way, they are intermingled. May City Bowl and Lancer Lanes. Because Tom and Barb are brother-sister.
That's correct.
There you go. All that free trivia for you out there today, folks.
You don't get it anywhere else besides the gym class, right?
We bowled well last night.
Yeah.
We did good.
Yeah. I had what's called a century. You know what a century is?
I didn't know it until last night.
I've never had a century, and I don't want another one.
And Vic Keys told us what it was. You had a 256 in the first game-ish?
Yes.
And
then a 152.
You didn't get within 100 of your first game.
That's called a century.
Yeah, who knew that?
I don't want another one.
No.
But I bounced back the third game and
did good.
And 623, but you nipped me by 7, so.
But we both did well last night.
Yeah, it was a good night.
It was a good night. And you can have a good night at May City Bowl as well. They have plenty of open bowling. Inquire. They have the pro shop as well. And great food out there as well. Try the tenderloin.
Can't beat it. Give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlscr.com.
All right, 3:52. We'll come back. We will update you on the poll question. We'll talk a little bit more about Iowa, Minnesota from last night and more. You're listening to The Gym Class, KGYM. Bay City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, Bay City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the Mature League, but they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at Bay City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym.
Well, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And guys, ladies love nothing more than jewelry, flowers, and chocolate. So here at Siegfried Hoyt Jewelers, you get all three. How about that? The trifecta of Valentine's Day gifts. And at Siegfried Hoyt, our diamonds are chocolate with our Levion Chocolate Diamond Collection. And just for Valentine's Day, we're giving you from $75 to $250 off your purchase of $499 and more. So let's go over this one more time. With any jewelry purchase of $499 or more, you get roses, chocolate, and $75 all the way up to $250 off. Sounds like a pretty good time to wow her like you've never wowed her before with Levion Chocolate Diamonds, some amazing diamond studs, a diamond anniversary band, or the big whopper of all Valentine's Day gifts, the diamond engagement ring. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, and it's time for the trifecta of Valentine's Day.
The best place to buy a Ford in eastern Iowa is Marion. The Marion Used Car Superstore has more used Fords than anybody in eastern Iowa. Nearly 200, yes, 200 used Fords to choose from. And during the Tax Time Special Purchase Sale Event, you can afford a Ford. The Marion Used Car Supercenter has 2015 Ford Fusions from $12,999. You can buy with only $189 down, $189 a month. That's incredible. With nearly 2,000 pre-owned vehicles, budget buys under $6,000, and guaranteed credit approval. Get more for your tax refund at your Marion Used Car Superstore. Special Purchase 2015 Ford Fusions, starting from $12,999. Buy Fusion $189 down. $189 a month. Over 200 Fords, plus BMWs, Chevys, Hondas, Kias, Jeeps, Toyotas. Financing's available and with guaranteed credit approval. Everyone can buy over 2,000 vehicles, including over 200 used Fords. The Marion Used Car Superstore, 7th Avenue and Blair's Ferry Road, across from Thomas Park. Online, McGrathAuto.com. Click specials.
At KGYM Radio on Twitter, Dukes and Unash, The Gym Class on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:55 to wrap things up here on The Gym Class, KGYM. APC coming your way next. I'm going to be sitting in with Todd today, and we'll give you the rundown. Chad Lysico will be joining us from the Des Moines Register. He was in Minneapolis last night. Also, Brent Bloom from Cyclone Fanatic will be joining us. I've been waiting to be a part of it. I get a chance to do it today, Mark. I get to be on the Would You panel today. I am very excited about that. I'm so happy that it is a Thursday that I get to fill in. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. I'm so excited.
Would you rather ask or receive?
Receive.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to find out here.
I will. I'm looking forward to that coming up. High school basketball tonight, Alex and Eric Peterson down at West Branch. The Bears hosting the Clear Creek Comanche Clippers in a girl-boy doubleheader. That's regular season action, by the way. That'll get underway at 5:50 tomorrow night. The big, big game in all three of our frequencies, Cedar Rapids Kennedy at Cedar Rapids Prairie Boys tomorrow night, beginning at 7:30. We should update everyone on the poll question going on right now at KGYMradio.com.
We can do that. Emil's Hideaway poll question goes like this. With two-thirds of the Big 12 or Big 10 season finished, what will Iowa's record be? Will it finish above 500, at 500, or below 500? Right now it's divided three ways among all three choices.
Yeah, and I think that's probably about right. I think I'm going to stick with my prediction of 9-9. Going to stick with that. Looking at the Iowa schedule,
I'll go along with you.
That's based on if everything plays out as far as chalk.
Three home, three away.
Yeah,
remaining right.
That is correct. Yeah. And if chalk plays out, Iowa goes 9-9. As far as that is concerned, they won't be gimmies. Certainly, that will not be the case. As I mentioned, APC coming your way next. We're going to have more talk about Iowa, Minnesota. The officials, did they mess up at the end of the game? How badly did they mess up? By the way, Kent Palm has come out with official ratings. He just posted that today. has nothing to do with Iowa, Minnesota from last night, but you have to be
a
subscriber to see how good Ted Valentine is out there at being a basketball official. All right, Eric Kepp joins us coming up tomorrow. Look forward to
that. Should be fun. Snag a pizza tonight.
I will do that. APC coming up next. I got to stick around. KGYM.
The Home Depot has a new idea. Free carpet installation that means free carpet.